Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Got a chance now to talk to a coach in the SEC West. It's Matt Luke, head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels. He's our guest on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, no, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it. Want to get right into it. You took over, let's be honest, a difficult situation and handled it great a year ago. Coming into year number two, have things calmed down a lot for you now?
Yeah, you know, I think there's obviously a huge comfort level difference. Also, you know, you have the foundation built. You have, you know, what I feel, you know, the change in the culture, just trying to build on that, trying to build on some success we had from the Egg Bowl and a top 25 recruiting class. You have all of the dark cloud of the NCAA has moved on. There is no more uncertainty. Everybody knows exactly, you know, where they stand, and just really excited about moving forward and building on what I thought was a really good end to our season.
Coach, once again, congratulations. I think it was July when you were tagged with the interim, and now you're the full-time head coach. How has it been different for you personally? Because coming into the interim, you still have, you know, the Hugh Freeze, you know, he still has that mantra around that program. Now it's yours. How have you implemented yourself onto the program?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, you have to make a decision. What are you going to do? How are you going to act? And the best advice I got from Coach Cutcliffe, he said, "Hey, Matt, just be yourself. It's going to be good enough." And so that's what I did. I was myself. I think that all the coaches that you've been around, you pull a little bit from each of the coaches that you've ever been around, and you put your own style with it, and that's what you do. But I think when you're up in front of the team and you're yourself, I think they respect you for that. And I really like the direction that our team's headed in, and the culture of our team and our locker room, I think, is really good right now.
Coach, we play college fantasy football here in Atlanta and love it. And you had two guys, one of them that helped me get to the championship, and A.J. Brown. I saw that he injured his knee the other day. What's the latest on A.J.? How is he?
A.J.'s fine. He did tweak his knee in the scrimmage. You know, I think he caught the ball on like the 10-yard line and tried to dive into the end zone. I told him in spring I want to see him run out of bounds more, but he's fine. He's day to day right now, and it's not a major injury, and could be back as early as next week.
Coach, when you looked at what's going on with the Ole Miss team, you would say, well, we say the most important position in football is the quarterback position. You lose a guy like a Shea Patterson, but yet you have this young quarterback. I'm sorry, a veteran quarterback, and Jordan. Just mess his name up.
Help you out there.
Thank you, Coach. I was reading somewhere you said this is his team. He's the guy that's going to lead you into where you need to go these next couple years.
Yeah, no doubt. He. You know, when he took over last year, you got to give a lot of credit to Phil Longo to have a guy come in that's been sitting for, you know, for seven games, for him to come in, just did a phenomenal job. I think we knew we had a good athlete that could really run and make all the throws, but you didn't realize how good he was till his first seven drives were scoring drives. And, you know, just the way the team rallied around him, and he's a very humble kid and just really like where he is. And now he's out there in spring ball. It's his team. He gets a full spring with all the receivers. He gets, you know, he's going to get another two-a-days and a fall camp, and just really excited where he can go when, you know, because it's his team now.
You guys have just a fun offense to watch in college football, up and down the field, throwing it, running it a little bit everywhere. Where did you get that from? How do you pattern your style when it comes to offensive play calling?
You know, I think everybody knows, you know, kind of our history of wide receivers and the NWO and all those things. But, I still want to maintain some physicality. I don't think that you can be a drop-back team necessarily in the Southeastern Conference. The pass rushers are too good, so you have to be able to run the football, and I think that's where we're able to hit some big plays is off our RPOs, where our line's not necessarily pass blocking, they're running run plays, but we're able to, when they put the extra guy in the box, to take advantage of some one-on-one matchups, And thankfully, we've had good enough wide receivers to win those one-on-ones in those situations.
Coach, the offense is so fun, but I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball. They call them the Land Sharks. There's been so many good players, defensive players, going into the next level out of Ole Miss. But what's going on with this defense? I know you're led by your senior linebacker and Bing Dukes, but give us a couple other guys that you're looking forward to stepping up and being those next playmakers for Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, the SEC, it's a big man's league. Yes. It's all going to start with the D-line. So I think we have a couple of guys out right now due to injury, so it's really helping with our depth getting more reps this spring. So in a way, it's a blessing to have some of those guys out because some of the young guys get those reps in the spring. But, you know, Josiah Cotney, Benito Jones, Kadir Shepherd, Victor Evans, you know, Austrian Robinson, we got the core of that defensive line coming back. We lose Breland Speaks, which is a huge loss because he was playing, you know, about as good as anybody at the end of the season last year. So we got to replace him. We signed some junior college transfers to come in, give us a little bit more size on the defensive line. And then we'll need some of our young linebackers that we redshirted last year to step up. And they're getting a lot of quality reps right now. So excited. Most of our secondary comes back. So we have to answer the questions in that box, that front six, getting a lot of reps this spring.
It's head coach Matt Luke of the Ole Miss Rebels, our guest on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, Randy, my co-host, played at Georgia.
Yes, I did, coach.
And, you know, played for the Dolphins and a lot of other teams in the NFL. He called defensive linemen pretty boys. Are your defensive linemen pretty boys?
Well, anybody that can get a stat are pretty boys. See, that old lineman, we try to make up stats, you know, like pancakes or whatever. but anybody with a stat, you know, they can be pretty boys, no doubt.
I'm trying to tell them, coach. That's when you get money, you pretty boys. In college, you're grunting, you're grinding, you're trying to get to the point where
don't
you can be a pretty boy.
Don't sugarcoat it now, Randy.
Where you can be a pretty boy, coach. I got we were talking about recruiting earlier. You said that top 25 class coming off that big win against Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. What did you sell to these players, coach? Because you know it's hard for when kids want to come to a college when there's some kind of NCAA infractions in front of them. How did you sell Ole Miss to them?
Well, you know, I think it's easy to tell about a team when everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you tell about a team when they go through tough times? You know, because everybody's going to go through tough times. How do you handle that? What is the culture of that team like? And I think Ole Miss is just such a special place. Oxford and the town and the environment, it all works together. And that's one of my advantages is I've been here for so long. I know exactly the type of people that will be successful here, and I think it does sell itself. So all we had to do was stay within striking distance, and if we can get a young man and his family here on campus, we're going to have a great opportunity to sign him.
Yeah, now, the Grove, yeah, coach,
say,
it sells.
You get the dad and the son at the Grove, and you're pretty good,
it
aren't
sells.
You, coach?
Yeah.
Well, Dan Mullen moving on, former coach at Mississippi State going to the University of Florida. Doesn't change anything, does it, for you when it comes to the Egg Bowl? Is that still the game on your schedule that you look at and you go, we have to win no matter what?
Well, you know what, I think any time that you play an in-state rival, I grew up, watching that game and, you know, my dad playing at Ole Miss, my brother playing at Ole Miss, and me being, you know, from Mississippi, and I understand exactly what it means. And that we do have an expectation being the University of Mississippi. And, you know, people aren't hoping that you play good in that game. But there's several others. When you play in the SEC West, I mean, it's every week. But obviously, being an in-state rival, it's always going to be. It's the Egg Bowl, Thursday night, Thanksgiving. It's just a special night.
The SEC West, coach, I mean, you bring Jimbo in to A&M. Then Bama's there, Auburn. Where do you see Ole Miss in that pecking order right there in the West?
Well, you know what? I think you just take it game by game and you go compete. And that's the beauty of it is, In my tenure here over the last 6 years, we've beaten all those teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, and at least twice. And so every team that we need to beat to get to where we want to go, we've done it. We just got to, you know, get the consistency and go take care of business and play really, really hard and put a team on the field that's fun, physical on offense and that can stop the run on defense and give ourselves a chance to win games in the fourth quarter.
Coach, Shea Patterson transferring out, going to Michigan, and I see where the NCAA is still holding up all of their end of the agreement, but I saw where Ole Miss signed off to let him play this year. I think that's a class move by your school. Do you think the NCAA needs to go ahead, especially in a scenario like this, and just let Shea play?
Well, you know, again, that's not, you know, our decision. I wish all those kids nothing but the best. We have a, you know, obviously I have a good relationship with all those young men. They got to do what's best for them. You know, I'm really focused on the culture of our locker room now and just really moving forward. But we wish all those guys nothing but the best.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but yes. the best. SEC Media Day will be here in Atlanta, so you got to make sure you make some time for 92.9 The Game. We'd love to have you back on come July when you guys get things cranked up.
Yeah, hey, would love to be on, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.